By Emporia Fire Marshal Stephen Beamer over the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line. Stephen, good morning to you.
Morning.
Good morning.
We are glad to have you here. As I understand, we have an extravaganza coming to town on Saturday. Let's talk a little bit about what people can expect to see on the Lyon County Fairgrounds Saturday afternoon.
On Saturday at 1 o'clock, we plan to have our fire truck display. We'll have two of our newer fire trucks there so that we can show them off and let people learn a little bit about those and what they do for us. And we also plan to have an interactive demo spray course for the kids to spray, as well as our fire extinguisher prop for older kids and adults to use. We'll have some other little things going on too, and it should be a lot of fun for everybody that can come.
Yeah, 1 to 3 Lyon County Fairgrounds. This is a part of Fire Prevention Week, where the theme is Charge into Fire Safety. Tell us about the Fire Prevention Week focus here.
Sure. Charge into Fire Safety is the theme this year. Its main focus is lithium-ion battery awareness. Lithium-ion batteries are used to power nearly everything that we use every day, from phones, laptops, the e-bikes and scooters, tools, and even our toothbrushes. If those batteries get damaged, or if they're improperly charged, or if they're not stored the correct way, that can cause them to overheat, catch fire, or even explode.
So are you going to have any tips and demos out there to help us out on how we should, get rid of this stuff?
Well, we do have some recommendations for how to properly dispose of these. The easiest way that is recommended through the Fire Prevention Week is to visit calltorecycle.com calltorecycle.org. And that is just going to help you find the local recycling facilities for those batteries.
All right, Stephen Beamer with us here, Lyon County Fire Marshal. The Fire Prevention Week extravaganza coming up at the Lyon County Fairgrounds, 1 until 3 this coming Saturday. All kinds. It's a free event, and I note here you do have food too, Stephen?
Yes, we plan to have hot dogs and chips, some water for everybody to drink. We'll have a lot of our fire crews there, and we'll also have some of our off-duty personnel coming in just to help make sure everything runs smoothly.
And Stephen, how important is it for you all to be able to get out and interact with people face-to-face, especially younger individuals, when it comes to Fire Prevention Week, and really let them see the people that are helping keep them safe?
For a lot of these kids, this Fire Prevention Week is some of the first times that they've really been able to interact with us. So we really do appreciate the opportunity to get into the school system like we do this week, and to have actual interactions and talks and visits with some of these kids as young as even preschool age. We get in there and we can start planting these seeds of fire prevention and just general safety into the minds of these kids, and hopefully they carry that on as they get older.
All right, before we let you go, Stephen, again, Fire Prevention Week extravaganza, Lyon County Fairgrounds this Saturday, 1 until 3. I guess we'd like to ask you how the smoke detector program is going. I know the last time we had you on, things were pretty busy for you getting smoke detectors to the public and getting installs done. How's that going?
It is going very well. We are really surprised, happily surprised, at the public interaction with that and our new form on the website. That has really streamlined a lot of our process, and it has enabled people to have a really simple way to send in that request. So far, we are approximately at request for 200 or so detectors within the community. So that is a lot of homes that are going to be much safer as we move forward with this program.
Stephen, just on that same note, if anybody is maybe unfamiliar with testing or anything like that with their smoke detectors or any of that equipment, how can they get a hold of you guys to maybe make sure everything is running, and if not, pick up a free smoke detector?
So the easiest way to request a free detector through our program is to go to emporiaks.gov/fire. That'll take you to the fire department's page, and you can find the form for the detector program there. As far as the testing of the smoke detectors that you may currently have in your home, you can certainly call the fire department at any time. Easiest would be Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. But you can give the fire department a call, and they will be able to kind of walk you through the steps. But just to walk through them right now with you, you know, we recommend that you do test on the test button on that detector once a month. And if the detector is the style that you need to change the batteries, we recommend you change those batteries twice a year. Usually at the time change is the easiest time for people to remember that. Most of the detectors that are sold now, they do still have some that have replaceable batteries, but many of them do have the lithium-ion batteries that are long-life batteries, and they last 10 years, which is really convenient because the recommendation currently is that you replace the entire detector after 10 years.
Makes that easy, doesn't it?
Yes.
Replace everything, then.
All of the detectors that we'll be installing through this program have the 10-year batteries in them, and that we feel like is probably just the easiest way to move forward. People don't have to remember to replace the batteries, and then the only thing that they have to remember to do is hit the button once a month to make sure that the detector still functions.
Fantastic. All right. Well, Stephen, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. And, of course, we're looking forward to seeing how things go out at the Lyon County Fairgrounds with the extravaganza coming up this Saturday from 1 to 3. Of course, all kinds of activities going to be going on with there, all part of Fire Prevention Week, which is wrapping up on Saturday. Again, Stephen Beamer, Fire Marshal for the City of Emporia, joining us here on our 8 o'clock newscast. Stephen, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well. Again, Stephen Beamer there.